as one of five members of the U.S. presidential delegation. Billie Jean King, good morning.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
This delegation includes three openly gay members, and of course, right. A lot of people view it as a gesture to the Russian government, which recently passed strict anti-gay laws. Mm-hmm. Did you discuss that with the president in any way?
No, did not. We have not been told what to say, not to say, which is kind of nice, actually.
So what do you see your role as?
I think our first job is to represent our country and our president, and also our job is, the Olympics are really first and foremost about the athletes. And I think I don't want anyone to lose sight of that because these athletes have worked so hard. I mean,
when we spoke with you back in August, we asked you if athletes should protest. And back then you said that's sort of a hard one. What do you think now? And I would have to imagine that Rule 50, which a lot of people don't realize exists right. in the Olympics, plays a big role.
Yes, I think that probably came from the fact when John Carlos and Tommy Smith raised their arms about civil rights. Human rights back in 68. I think the rule probably is written after that Rule 50.
Because it bans all political demonstrations.
They're not supposed to protest or demonstrate, and if they do, they can have their medals stripped and they can be sent home.